Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
From Showtime and A24.
What do you love most about Whitney?
Comes a new series unlike any other.
Where do I even start?
Academy Award winner Emma Stone.
I like how you fight for us.
Nathan Fielder.
Money doesn't really matter when it's about doing the right thing.
And Benny Safdie.
You guys are strong, right? At the end of the day, you're going to survive, right?
Next question.
New episodes of The Curse, streaming now on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
A Big Spark Studios original.
How are we going? Damn it, I was just staring at the space real nicely. Hey everybody, welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that we have been away for a hot minute. But before we get into the episode, make sure you subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens if you are not already, by going to wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, while you're there and you want to rate and review it, don't twist my arm. But also, you can catch video portions of Unhinged with Chris Clemens on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris. And on youtube.com/Chris, we actually did a little update last week about just everything going on with the podcast. So if you're like, what is going on with this dumpster fire? Guess what? You can have answers, maybe. I don't really know how well spoken that was. But anyways, today my mom is back. And are you going to speak again or just smile?
Once again, we had a soliloquy going there, so there really wasn't a...
What's a soliloquy?
Like a one-person speech thing.
A monologue?
Kind of like a monologue, yeah.
So what's the difference?
I don't know.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I figured I'd ask. My mom is like the smartest person I know. But if you missed it, my mom was already on the podcast before. What did we even do? Do you remember?
Questions.
Oh, truth or drink.
I feel like we took
truth
shots.
Or that's drink. What, yeah. And my mom was sipping on shots. She doesn't take them. She sips some. Mm-hmm. She did a lot of that over the winter, over the, I always want to say winter break.
Lot.
I'm fully graduated from college. No, but you sipped a shot over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck
that's
is
my
this?
Lane. Yeah, like it.
Yeah. We'll get into what happened over the holidays in a minute. But we are in, if you're watching the new, if you're watching the video portion, we are in my house, and there's, you can watch the video update I put on my channel, but we're in my house, the studio's closed, we're figuring out the set redesign, so right now, it's in my living room. Anyways.
I can interject quickly.
Oh, interject.
Because you talked, you introduced me, and then.
Get closer to your mic, be friendly.
Blah, blah, blah.
Ew, I don't know
okay,
about
that, strike that.
Edit no,
that
keep that in.
Yeah, so,
that was
I don't
a
know.
Choice she made.
I'll get comfortable. Anyway, you introduced me and then just kept going, so I wanted to just apologize for not being someone super cool or exciting. I'm in town and cheap labor, so
oh my
here
god,
I am. So
mom,
I just hope you know we do a good job.
I have some better self-esteem, mom. You
oh, I have
are
great self-esteem.
Everyone loves you, if not
okay,
more than
I
me.
I wasn't inviting that, so
well,
anyway,
it's
sorry.
Here, so let us
and,
in.
And yeah, didn't plan on it, so I don't have hair and makeup or even really groovy clothes with me. So just I had to do my disclaimer. Disclaimer.
It's yeah. Okay. We all love you.
Yeah.
Still the same, if not more.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't actually because you
You're
said
mad at me.
No, little
you
miss,
are.
Let's have a drink for the podcast. So here I am, the only one with vodka in front of me because my mom already drank her drink.
I drank a drink at least. And then we had a lunch that has
Oh my God, that has murdered us all. We're all just feeling like fucking Oompa Loompas
today. Like I said before we started, if you took my energy now and averaged it with my energy from last night, I would be a normal person.
Oh my God, last night we were doing a puzzle and my mom just was...
I had the giggles.
Oh my God, she...
And was singing.
You had like an energy that I could never get from a gummy. I mean, it made me so angry. She just kept
mad.
Singing Annie. Like the fucking from the top musical of the
Chrysler Building,
like that on loop, like literally on a fucking loop.
And we
Chrysler
were doing
Chrysler Building on top of the Chrysler Building. Now picture that for 30 minutes.
But let me be fair.
While also doing,
we were doing a puzzle of the Chrysler Building. So it wasn't just like I'm an Anyphile. I just. You know, just stare at that thing for 3 hours and you're going to sing that.
Oh, my God. I didn't.
Well, he wouldn't, but I did. Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't think that's...
And I mean, it was under my skin. And Chris was saying, Mom, really, this is not funny. I feel a need to kill you. Please shut your mouth.
I did say and all of that while laughing.
Yeah, but then I'm like, okay, this is annoying. If somebody was doing this to you, you'd be so pissed. Try and stop.
Temple of the Chrysler.
Cries out of it. Anyway, that kind of got my energy back.
I know, same. I'm like, God, I feel like just so fucked up.
And mad at me too.
I'm not mad at you.
You are a little bit.
I'm not mad at you. My mom loves to like internalize.
Oh, come on, that's bull.
That is not bull.
That is bull.
It's not even a cow.
Okay, next.
Anyways, we obviously have spent a lot of time recently together since...
Pretty much continuously since Thanksgiving, except maybe a 10-minute break in there. It's a lot.
So obviously...
And as we've mentioned before, we're very different, so it gets on
and yet
our nerves.
So similar. I drove across the country for the holidays again. I never thought I would, but I wanted Little Miss Booger to be with me for Christmas and New Year's and whatnot. And so I was like, okay, I don't have even the emotional intelligence or energy to figure out how to get her on an airplane where she's not with everybody's suitcases. I will never put my dog there. Don't understand that. But naturally, the answer was driving. So I drove across, but that meant I had to come back in my car. And my mom was very much nice enough to join me for that, even though I don't know why you would volunteer for that. But
I got my 48th state. Seventh.
Oh,
state.
Yeah. My mom state. Is like, what is your bucket list? Do you want to hit every state or?
Yeah, of course. Every state.
What are the final two?
No, there's three. I made a mistake. There's three. So yeah.
You
Utah.
Have four. Oh, no, three.
Utah, Idaho, Alaska.
So. Yeah. So on the way. Well, we let's start with winter. Being home in Delaware, anything exciting happened? I feel like nothing.
Oh, well, no, a lot happened. So we baked. We did very last minute shopping. I did with you, which stressed me out.
Well, I mean, if I knew I was driving across the country, I would have done more shopping here. But also in Delaware, there's no sales tax. So why would I buy a HomePod for my brother or a sound bar? I don't even know what I fucking got him for Christmas.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
We saw Nana twice. That
we
was
saw
nice.
Nana pulled out for Mike and Katie. Or for Mike and Katie.
Mom, I mean, what? Pulled out?
Her wedding books?
Okay, you need to finish the sentence. Well, said Nana pulled out for Mike and
stop
Katie.
Stop it. Jesus. Ugh.
I'm just quoting you. I mean, I don't. We next, all looked
next,
at each other.
Next.
Yeah, next.
Okay, next.
I don't need to picture my
Nana
pulling out.
Nope. Okay, we saw Nana twice.
Yeah, let's just get to the road trip. So we road tripped. And
well, no, we spent a lot of time with Marissa. That was fun.
That was. I met my little brother's girlfriend. Obviously, I've known my older brother's girlfriend.
Fiance.
Because, yeah, I know they're now fiancés. Is that a thing? They're engaged. So yeah, I met my little brother's girlfriend.
We
that
saw the
was
wedding
super
venue
fun.
For the first guy.
We
and
saw
the,
their wedding venue.
And then we had spent a lot of great time with Marissa.
Yeah.
Marissa had fun. That was good. You guys had never met. I had met her, but yeah.
Thank you for recapping the last 3 minutes.
Okay.
Mom, I'm oh my God. Okay now
next.
She's going to be Little Miss Quiet.
Don't throw me under the bus.
You threw me under the bus.
Under the Tesla. All right.
Speaking of, so we drove across the country together. How did that exceed? Did that exceed your expectations or do you look at me differently? The deep exhale, let it be noted.
Like, deep exhale. Heavenward glance to think it through. And my Apple Watch is having a phone call, which drives me nuts. stripping off of my Apple Watch and
stripping and pulling out in the first 10 minutes.
Come on. Ugh, ugh. Okay.
Just laugh a little, live a little, okay, love
so
a little.
Could I answer the question or not really? So my thoughts on the road trip, driving in a Tesla across country is frustrating. It's the drive time to charge time is not high enough.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating. On the plus side of that, we had a lot of stops, so we were always fresh.
Yeah.
And that sort of became what got us through the trip was like, ooh, in 50 minutes, we're stopping again.
And there's this around
what's
it.
What's at that stop? Okay. And so it oscillated between like barren, like,
oh, God, I
abduction
just like,
fields
I
where,
would, yeah. France, I'm talking to you. Can we return the fucking Louisiana Purchase? So much of it is unnecessary. We're in such a debt.
I wasn't going there.
I am. You can sit down and just do what you did in the passenger seat. Sleep. I'm kidding. My mom was actually... Mom!
If we didn't have all this going on, you know what I would say to you.
Fuck off?
No, I'd make it more direct, but...
Fuck you, Chris, you stupid little unsmart right. bitch who shouldn't have graduated
okay.
college.
I made a point, despite being fairly sleep deprived. Oh, my thoughts on the trip. I forgot. So I thought like, oh, my God, we're going to do it in 3 days. I'll have at least 2 nights in a hotel. Oh, no. Their hotels are a luxury that we could go without. So we were sleep deprived
by
the
choice,
end.
Not by choice. We ended up getting... We were like, okay, we slept in
Effingham, Illinois.
That was our first stop. So we slept in just like a hotel or whatever. And then on the second day.
We were there a total of 4 hours.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lickety split. If I learned anything from school, it's here's how you live a full day without any sleep. So we leave Illinois and... Like on the car's navigation, it shows like kind of the time that you'll get to each charging station. So like at the beginning of the day, we'll be like, okay, we'll try and make it here. And where here was not far enough for me. I was like, we need to make it a little further than this. I am determined to get back in 3 days. That's how long it took me last year. So I'm like, I know it's fucking possible. We're going to do this. Oh my God. I thought it like sparked. Holy shit, I thought it like straight up Jordan sparked. Are we gonna fix it?
We should.
Gorgeous. Anyways, so yeah, we made it to Shamrock, Texas, and I was like, okay, we're not gonna make it to New Mexico like I would like to. Let's just call it a night here. So we go to look on Yelp for hotels in Shamrock, Texas, and if you've never heard of Shamrock, Texas, exactly, that is what the hotel scene is like there. It was like the Motor Inn, the Route 66 motel, like whatever. So we're looking at all the hotels, bed bugs, dirty rooms, like doors don't lock. And I'm like, okay, this is just not, we're not finding a meshing situation. So I was like, well, we could make it to Amarillo, Texas, which was the next stop. And we looked there, same fucking reviews. And so I was like, okay, listen, I love sleep, I love a bed, I love a hotel. I am not risking bed bugs for this fucking trip. So we ended up sleeping in the Tesla at a charging station in Shamrock, Texas, where I was absolutely convinced someone was going to break into our car and stab us both. Like, it was just... I mean, on the last road trip, I slept in my car and, like, didn't think anything of it. And then everyone was like, oh, you slept in your car alone? You could have been. And now ever since, I'm like, oh, my God. So I have like a Swiss Army knife, like with a screwdriver and all this other shit in my car. I slept with an open knife next to me in case. Oh, my God. I woke up like every
AKA
hour.
Letter opener.
No, it's like a knife. It's a sharp ass knife. So, yeah, I woke up like every other hour. And then we made it to L.A. at 3 in the morning.
2:50. Yeah.
I'm so glad you honestly got to see like the glorified dirt road that we had to drive down through Nevada into California, because I took this last year and I remembered it being a lot worse, like straight up Oregon Trail style. I didn't remember the road being paved, but I remember worrying about my battery. And you're literally driving through like a state park on a mountain in the middle of the night.
It was scary, for
it
sure. It was nuts.
Horrifying. And then there's that random town at the bottom with the train station that I got stuck at last time. I was like, oh my God, what is being trafficked
but
here?
But you also think you're going across the entire United States. Really? They had to send you on a trail?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see it, maybe not a highway, but like it was a trail.
No, it was the Oregon Trail TM. Yeah.
TM.
But we made it in one piece.
Super fired up.
We didn't really fight at all.
No, I'm pretty sick of your playlist.
I too am pretty sick.
It was a lot more limited. That's your playlist was at least the one that was on most of the time, not your vibey space out one, but the your day in, day out thing.
Am I currently listening to?
Yeah, I guess currently listening
I'm so sorry.
I'm not criticizing. I'm trying to be cool.
See, I tried playing Adele once and then...
Adele 1 million times.
Well, I mean, how can you fuck with a classic?
Better than, yeah. I mean, that was the best.
I was surprised that you put up with a lot more Nicki Minaj than I was expecting.
And Drake.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was really embarrassing. I was like, there's a lot of Drake on your playlist. And now I'm like, oh, I understand why he was my top artist for the last decade. That's humiliating. I'm trying to think. Like, nothing else really happened.
No, thank God.
I mean, yeah, thank God. Oh, we stopped at a place called Come and Go. K-U-M and Go. I know it's like people know of it, but it was just still fun.
Well, and it was interesting because when we started in the East, it was Wawa, like where we were from. And then it morphed into Sheetz, which is pretty good.
And then Come and Go.
And then
we were
like, what's going to be next? And then it was Come and Go. I was like, ugh.
Oh, I got a hat. Well, I got a t-shirt.
He got merch.
I leaned into the whole Come and Go thing. I was like, this is iconic. Are you kidding me? Like my whole life dreams have been like turned upside down because I'm like, oh my God, to own a chain called Come and Go.
Newsflash, I did not get any Come and Go merch, so.
Oh, thank God. You're someone's mother.
Sad but true.
I know.
Sad but true.
That's all I can really think of. I feel like if we think of more.
So Chris did a nice thing. I mean, I don't know where the rest the podcast will go, so I'll put in a nice thing. So as we alluded to, I know, you honestly don't.
Though. No, but, I know.
Yeah, so anyway.
I'm saying that with my whole heart.
So initially, the Tesla gods had routed us on a northerly route. And I mean, it wasn't the motivation for me coming, but a perk of me coming on the trip was, oh, I can get my 47th state. Thank you, math people.
You're the math person here.
So Chris, probably midway across the country, decided, well, in St.
Instead
Louis?
So St. Louis is the point
determining.
So having done this cross-country trip now 4 times, so the way that I was routed out last year was going up through Vegas and then going through a little bit of Utah and then going through Colorado and then through Kansas and then you get to St. Louis. And then the trail was the same. But going east this year, I went through New Mexico, Arizona.
West, you mean?
No, when I was going east, decided to take the left because I was just with the mountains. And I remember Colorado last year being so fucking cold.
And cold is not good with a Tesla.
Oh, my God. No, it like makes the battery less efficient, et cetera. So I was like down for going to the south route. So I learned that they both meet up in St. Louis, San Luis Obispo. I'm like, I don't even know where I am. So they both meet up in St. Louis. So I figured once we got to St. Louis, the car was still telling me to go the Colorado route on the way back. And I was like, I mean, what are we doing? It's January. I love the mountains. So I was like kind of excited about that. But yeah, my mom had.
So Chris decided to go southern route, which I hadn't asked for. I said, if that's what Tesla's telling us, let's go north. But anyway, he decided to go to the New Mexico route. So he had done a little bit of intel to kind of have a little stop in New Mexico so I could really kind of count it.
Well, it was great because the charging in New Mexico was 55 minutes.
Yeah, so that's true. So that the time was pretty
the burrito
long.
Place.
That's what I'm getting
Stripes
to.
So, burritos.
Stripes burritos. So the charging spot, and honestly, my Apple Watch all week has referred to that day as the day I got the most exercise, which was walking 0.4 miles from the charger to the burrito place and then back. So my you know, Apple Watch keeps saying, try and do like you did on Tuesday. Good girl, you know?
She's like, we don't have time for burritos.
And I'm like, oh my God, that was the day I walked for this ginormous burrito. That's hardly like an athletic event. But anyway, so yeah, so that was
Stripes
a nice thing
burrito
you did.
Was really
and
fun.
And it was really good, fun people. I mean,
yeah, the burritos,
nice.
If you're in New Mexico, Albuquerque area.
No, the fries.
No, I was just about to talk about the fries. The fries at this place, I had a gluten tortilla. Stopped halfway through because I already felt it. But the fries.
They're called like green chili cheese fries or something?
Yeah, sure.
They came like little more shoestringy ones, but they had green chili
and like cheese
sauce
and, like,
and cheese. They were a whole event.
And like maybe like some gravy vibe. I don't know. Yeah, we didn't know, but it was, oh my God, insane.
They were really good.
Insane. They could have been really a little drier. Like the sauce made them very wet. So I wasn't into that, but their taste.
Yeah, they were good.
Wow,
good.
That was, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, you were very nice. That was good.
I am. Len, let's end on that note. Speaking
see you
of,
next week.
And speaking of ending on a good note, it is time for the charitable shout out. And today we are shouting out Shoes That Fit. And Shoes That Fit is a national children's charity that helps kids with no money get new athletic shoes. About 1 in 5 children lives in poverty. And in the U.S., kids that receive new shoes from Shoes That Fit are more likely to stay in school and increase their physical activity. Shoes That Fit does not give out previously owned shoes. They deliver shoes to children in poverty that are exactly measured for their feet. The nonprofits have delivered over 2.3 million pairs of brand new shoes since 1992. Over 131,000 shoes are distributed to kids every year in 2,500 schools nationally. And I mean, personally, I'm someone who doesn't even think twice about like, I have so many shoes. So, I mean, I just, okay, mom, you don't need to nod and emphasize. Okay, we get it. I thought this was a really nice thing that, I mean, I would never have thought of. So if you want to donate to Shoes That Fit, go to shoesthatfit.org or go to the link in the description of this episode. And you can go click that link and donate. Help provide some shoes to some kids who need them. And
good way to start the year.
Yeah, right?
Yep, for sure.
Even though it's like January. Oh, it's only 19th. This month could be moving so much faster. There, I said it. Speaking of it,
that's
what?
That's a good point, yeah. 2021 went in the blink of an eye, but so far it felt like, I mean.
Oh, it felt like that bitch was dragged out.
That went so fast.
To the depths of hell. Anyway, speaking of moving on, it's time to move on to the hot box. And this is where you guys can call in to 310-844-6459. And we usually give prompts on the Unhinged with Chris Clemens Instagram account. And today we had people call in about what you guys have been up to over the holidays. And here are some stories. So I'm kind of scared because y'all are scary. You're grimacing.
No, because you're right.
Oh, God.
I almost feel bad playing them with your mom here today, but.
No, you don't. You picked them, you sicko.
You knew.
Yeah, you knew exactly what you're doing. You say with that little smile.
It's the nature
of
the voicemails.
Of course, the time we don't have a camera for you guys, you're...
Well, no, I didn't know.
It's not like I can pick safe ones. Like, there aren't any. These are
no, I know. I mean, yeah. No, we know what we're getting into when we ask. But right. It's like, oof.
I really don't, but...
Yeah, no, you didn't ask for any of this,
and
but...
A couple of them do ask for advice, so be ready for that.
Okay. Hopefully I can understand people this time.
All right.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
My name's Rita.
Hey, Rita.
So right before the holidays, I went out to drinks with my roommate, her boyfriend, and this guy I've been seeing that's like about 16 years older than me and covered in skull tattoos. Later that night, we all go back to my place, and my roommate, who's a girl, she stupidly knocks on my door and does that whole, like, when you knock and then don't wait. So she enters and sees me on my knees staring down the barrel of this man's dick. And she immediately got her period, threw up, and had a nosebleed. Also, later that night, I was forced to smoke a cigarette outside naked. So that was the start of my holiday. Okay, lots of love. Bye.
Uh-huh. Lots of love. My mother is sitting next to me, you sickos. I thought she, first of all, I thought she said her boyfriend was 16. And I was like, huh? What in the James Charles?
I'm still stuck on the roommate coming in and starts bleeding out of two ends and vomiting all at one moment. I just can't see beyond that. Like, what? And then
the being forced to smoke to a cigarette bathroom, that was naked. Just like, you couldn't put
and
on
a partridge
a
and a pear tree. Yeah. I just thought you're throwing too much crap in here. You know that I'm sorry. I'm still stuck.
That
on,
was if I didn't hear her voice and the conviction in it, I would have been like, "That's fake." That felt real. That guys. I mean, at least guess what? Your year can only go up from there.
Yeah, I think that was a New Year's story.
Oh, yeah. Just all in one night? Huh.
I'm not sure.
Jesus Christ, that... I can't believe you have to listen to all of these to pick these out. Are there worse ones than this that you don't put in? Or is that, like, pretty typical?
Sometimes there are scary ones.
Like, threatening? I don't know. Wow, I just am, like, so...
God. That'll be my last mental visual before I go to sleep tonight. Will be somebody,
looking down the barrel of a cock.
No. Just somebody. I mean, just because I'm staring at your front door, I was just like, oh my God, somebody just showing up.
Someone
like,
could just.
You know, it's like, what?
Oh my God. Wow. That was intense. And
okay,
just,
next.
I'm like, okay, maybe the phone message thing doesn't need to continue on in this podcast. Ooh. Okay. Next one.
Oh my God, hi Chris. I fucking love you, dude. You're the best. But this weekend, I actually went to a concert for the first time in a long time because I broke off a very long relationship, like 10-year relationship, and I'm learning how to be single again, and that was one of the things I wanted to do. So, any advice? Honestly, I was in a long relationship, like 10 years, so I need advice to be single because I don't know how to do this. How do y'all do this?
Okay, so this is perfect for someone who's been single for almost 30 years. Hello. Eating alone, one of the greatest, most underrated activities that you can do. Second of all, you'll want to know which hand is better. Personally, I'm a right-hander, but you are going to have to start picking up slack for... Well, Mom, it's a real thing. You can't just be like, hey, let's get it on. It's like, hey, hand, how's it going? Oh, okay.
Okay, we
put your big girl pants on. You raised three boys.
Point well taken. Yeah, but I mean, okay.
And then, yeah, I mean, if you're already going to a concert by yourself, you're miles ahead of single people.
Agreed.
I mean, I don't even think I would go to a concert alone.
Do you? That's what I say. Just, if you want to go to a concert, go for it. Whatever.
Well, he did.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, good job, you know? Just... I agree with Chris, shockingly. Like,
I know.
Right on the path.
I'm like, we're recording, right? yeah, I would... eating meals alone is a good practice. But again, you went to a fucking concert alone. So I should be asking you for advice. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Do you have any advice? Yeah. Why? I always... point it off to people and they're just like
embrace your hobbies that you haven't done exactly. in a while, or like the things that you really like,
or if there was something that you're wanting to do but like your partner didn't want to go, fucking do that. Go amen.
Love, eat,
I don't
pray.
Know why people look to me for advice. I mean, I can barely string a sentence together. No, you don't need to nod to confirm that, Mom. Thank you. All right, let's just play the next one. It'll be okay, single buddy. It'll be okay. You're already thriving.
Hi, Chris. I'm calling to tell you about my holiday. So my boyfriend of 2 years invited me to spend Christmas with his family in L.A., but then he uninvited me for logistical reasons, whatever that means, and asked me to house sit for him instead, so I did. Now, his house is an absolute disaster, like almost a hoarder-level disaster. So, with his permission, I deep-cleaned the entire house, redecorated, spent a lot of time and money to make it nice, right? Did this as I spent Christmas and New Year's alone. And I was happy, too, because I love this man. So, he came back and didn't get me anything for Christmas, which I was also like, whatever. And after 2 days of being back, he left for a business trip and was acting super shady about it. So when he was there, I downloaded Tinder, paid for premium, set it to the town he was in, and there he was, asking for no strings attached hookups. So I dumped his ass and took back all the gifts I got him. And then his mom, mind you, he's almost 30, can fight his own battles. She cyberbullied me for 3 days with no response on my end, saying my standards are too high, and if I'm going to break up with someone for cheating on me, then I'm going to die sad and alone. Anyway, I'm living my best life now, scrub free. Love you. Bye.
We're not laughing. We are just
our
literally.
Mouths are hanging.
We needed to breathe.
I needed to make a sound for the
I
audio.
I saw that coming a million miles away.
For logistical
Men
reasons,
ain't
that's full.
Shit. Like, oh my God. Why do people think they can cheat and fly under the radar? Women are too smart for this shit. Like, oh my God.
I feel a need to wonder how men have run the world for so long.
I mean, look at where we are. The world's not, about to end.
Well, exactly.
So look where that got us. I would have burned the house down. I would have said, you want a clean house? Clean it up, bitch. Get a shovel and scoop the ashes. Fuck. That's crazy.
I admire this woman for taking the high road, though. I mean, not engaging the mother.
Oh, I know. I'm like, not, you can send the mother to me. I'd love to fight this battle.
And her voice was very calm and metered on the phone. So, caller, if you're listening, I give you props for at least appearing to have your stuff together. So I think that would probably be a hard call to make as evenly as you did. So
I would have Venmo requested him for Tinder premium. Are you fucking kidding me? I'd be like, you can pay me back now, bitch. Wow, that makes me so mad.
I'm sorry that's how your holiday season went.
Yeah, that's for sure. Really lame, but at least you now know that you're not with a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Upgrade.
Never compromise.
Yeah, oh my God. Logistical reasons. Yeah, that is... Who even said... Like, even if I had a business
issue...
Even if I, like, had to cancel the podcast, I wouldn't be like, it was because of logistical issues. And that sounds normal in that scenario. Jesus Christ.
We should hook her up on a date with the last caller.
So that's what I was thinking. I was like, okay, well, single guy of 10 years, it doesn't seem like it ended that bad. So could be worse. What? They're calling back?
No, I mean, maybe we could call them back for another segment sometime.
Maybe we call both of them and merge the call, and then I just mute myself.
That's what Justin does all the time.
Wait, you do?
I call her, and then I'll be like, wait, hold on. And then
wait, can we do that for a video, maybe?
Yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah, no, I just want to call, like, two restaurants.
She knows, and she'll just be like, Justin again.
I wish we had a camera on you today, Sam. That face. Are there more?
Yep.
Is this the last one?
No, we got two more.
Oh, ooh, that was so sad.
That really was. You know. I wish we could, like, start a GoFundMe to, like, missile coordinate the man.
I thought that was smart, the Tinder.
Genius.
Yeah.
Because you can go to the location.
I just don't understand how stupid people can be.
Yeah.
Hey Chris, it's Zoe here.
Hey Zoe.
I have a little problem going on in my life and I would like some advice.
Oh no.
So basically at work, I have a bunch of older boomer and millennial coworkers. I know you're a millennial, not talking about you, but these type of people will often ask me to do very small tasks for them or very small favors that are, you know, work oriented.
Oh.
And
sure.
They're just annoying little tasks, and I just don't know how to say no to people. So I just need some advice on how to say no, because the people that are asking me to do stuff have no real authority over me, and they shouldn't be asking me to do stuff in the first place. And I frankly just don't want to listen to them. I'm not afraid of confrontation, so that's not a problem for me. So I just need some advice on how I can just tell these people no. I'm tired of listening to them. I don't want to pick up their pens off the floor for them. Yes, that did happen. Someone made me pick up a pen that they dropped. Anyway, just please give me some advice, Chris. Thank you. Love the podcast. Bye.
Oh, wow. You cannot be talking to a more unprofessional person in this setting. Yeah, if someone asked me to pick up their pen off the floor, I'd say, do your knees not work? And they'd say, no, they do. And then I'd kick them in the knees and say, well, now you have a reason that you can't get your pen. The fuck? I think you just say that isn't in my job requirement. Like, I mean, if there's an actual thing that they're asking you to do, sometimes you just have to do annoying jobs. So I don't know the whole dynamic of your work. Like when I was an intern, I was like pretty much just like the little worker
gopher
boy. Yeah, like just like the go do this, go get my coffee, do my taxes. True story. And so sometimes you just have to kind of either quit or suck it up. But in this case, it sounds really fucked up. I would talk to your higher up about this.
But it's the scene isn't that clear necessarily. Like, I'm trying to
decide
if it's...
That's why I disclaimed that I don't know the scenario.
My bad.
What?
No. No, I'm just...
Oh, my God. It's not a condemnation, Mom.
No. I didn't realize that's what you were saying.
Yeah, no, I don't know the situation, but if it is really as petty as, like, oh, I dropped something, can you pick it up? Or just doing, like, intern work, then, yeah, you should, like, stand up for yourself and say, sorry, that isn't within my job. Find someone else. Or just, like, make up an assignment that you're doing. Like, that's what I would do all the time when I had a job to get out of things. I actually can't make that meeting. I'm on a call with someone for something. So I just... And so I didn't have to sit in on the meetings.
Proud.
Yeah. Anyways, I was let go from that job. I would just... Like, I don't think I have advice. You have to, like... If you're not afraid of confrontation and you clearly are at your wit's end, I would just start saying no, but like in a professional way. There's my answer. And then if it gets that bad, just like literally quit. And I mean, like have a different job, but lined up, but like look for a new job. Anyways, once again, why are we asking me for advice? Especially when I'm the one sipping vodka today.
I liked bringing it up to someone.
Yeah, bring it up to like HR, or like your boss or your manager or your agent or your PR company. I'm just kidding. Yeah, that's all my advice. I don't know. My brain feels like mush and it's so hot in here because we can't have the air conditioning on. So I'm like, I'm like literally sweating like fucking, I don't even know. Heyo, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I want to thank a sponsor of today's episode, which is Dadgrass. As you know, I love me some Dadgrass. And Dadgrass is legal, organic, smokable hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Their 100% organic pre-rolled joints are very low in THC and high in CBD, so you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. I've talked about it before. I'm someone who likes to smoke when they work. I find that I feel a lot more focused and productive, but sometimes with THC, I just get a little sleepy. So that's why Dadgrass is perfect, because it's able to take away all the anxiety of the workday and all of that, and I feel great while, again, maintaining a clear head. Now, if you want a toke without the smoke, Dadgrass also has a CBD tincture made with the same high-quality hemp, and it is easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth. How was that for a voice, baby? Now, I will say all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. So if you want to try out Dadgrass, they are offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. Go to dadgrass.com/unhinged for 20% off your first order. What was that? Oh, it was dadgrass.com/unhinged. Back to the episode.
You only have one more question.
Thank God. These have been so sucking.
This is Ashlyn. I'm calling from Detroit. And I have a question for you. I was wondering if you couldn't have a dog as a pet, or you couldn't have Booger, what other pet would you get? Would you stick with something more casual like a cat, or would you go like all out crazy? Yeah, that's it. That's probably lame. Okay, thanks. Bye.
I would never get a cat. No, I would get a cat. It just has to be like the right cat. Like there is like maybe a 1% window of the cat population that I find bearable. The other 99 are so unbearable to me that I just can't do them. Like the cats we had growing up that would just like be around our house.
Oh, we didn't have cats though.
No, we didn't have cats. Like, but the cats we had. No,
what?
The cats that we would always have around our house, like, ugh, they were so like mean. They like hissed. They like ran towards me once. Hate that shit. Maybe that's why I hate cats. I remember peppering red chili flakes around my house because that's apparently like keeps them away. Or does that kill them? Oh my God, did I just admit to trying to kill the cat? None of the cats fucking died. So I mean, joke's on me. They had like triplets.
No, but for some reason our yard is like very enticing to...
Like everything.
Yeah, like rabbits and cats,
deers
and stuff.
Lions, tigers,
like my
bears.
Landscaping somehow. I see it every night on my camera. That's
you
how
just
I know,
got good landscaping, Mom.
No, I don't know about that. Vomit. Anyway. What? But like they would like, well, I have a disgusting story I'm not going to tell. Anyway,
thank you.
Next.
What cats do you like?
I do
dog-like ones.
No, I know this is controversial, but the hairless cats.
The ones that bark.
I really do like the hairless cats until I learned that you have to like clean
the folds,
their fingernails or something, because like it. I learned something that I was like, okay, that might be out of the picture, but I like the.
So we're down to like 0.01%.
Yeah, now I'm like, oh shit, okay, wow, we're really down to nothing. Yeah, I don't know enough about cats. Maybe like one of those.
So what about gerbils or hamsters?
No,
birds, rabbits.
No, I would do lizards again because I was a huge lizard kid.
And turtles.
But the requirement of a heat lamp is too much for me. Like, it's one thing enough to like already make sure that there's like food and nutrients and water. On top of that, to make sure the temperature is perfect. Like, I would love to have like a whole chameleon thing, but I mean, I have a job, so I just don't have that kind of time. I would love, like, I know this is weird. If we're going like crazy, I mean, I would love like a baby deer that stays a baby forever. I would love like a baby hippo that stayed a baby forever. I would love a fox that stayed beautiful and orange forever. I guess I'm just describing like literal Pokemon. I would like Pokemon. No, I think in all actuality, I would get like a chinchilla, those like cute little furry little nuggets. Like, I would get one of those, I think. They seem like really, but I think with any of those rodents, they always escape. They always find a way out, and you're like, what?
No, and Booger would get it.
Oh, well, Booger is not in the scenario. Okay. No offense, baby. You're always in my scenario. Oh my God, she is literally perfect. Oh my God, I love her so much. I would take Booger. I want a clone Booger. No, I'm not kidding. I learned it was like 50 grand. I'm like, guys, donate to the GoFundMe. Let's go. You all get a Booger. Oh my God, if everybody donates, they'll be put in the running for one of the clones of Booger. Are we like scamming GoFundMe, Loki? Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on everyone gets a booger. So that's
you get my booger. You get my booger. You get my booger. Oh, that is a dream to have just, oh my God, a king size bed full of boogers. I would die. I would die. Oh my God, I'd have booger and snot and phlegm and
mucus.
Mucus. Oh my God, Mukey. Mukey.
Mukey, Mukey, Mukey. Hi, Mukey.
Wait, low key, that might be my next pet's name, Mukey. Oh. Okay, bitch, you named me Chris, so don't talk to me about naming things. Why did you name me Chris?
I have no idea.
Okay, I didn't know. Yeah.
Like the name.
Why?
I don't know, I liked a name that had a formal name and a nickname.
Oh.
That's about it.
Got it. Wow, that's... Oh, yeah, all of us have that in common. Michael is Mike. Christopher is Chris, and David is Dave. And Angela's bad bitch. Anyways, we're going to move on to the rant.
Thank you, Jesus.
We don't have our clock or anything. We do have this beautiful painting by Ty Maynard that I'm actually so glad is getting the airtime it deserves. Now, this is the part of the episode where we just fucking rant. I am thinking of a new way of doing this where we set a minute timer. And I just have to, off the top of my head, say what's annoying me. So we'll start. First of all, realtors. Fucking hate them. They are driving me up a wall. Second, 18-wheelers. After driving across America yet again, fucking over it. There is a way better way of doing this, of transporting goods, that isn't these methed up truck drivers who have almost killed me. I mean, they would drive like fucking Ferrari drivers. I would be going 80 or more in my Tesla. And they would cut me off with, like, 3 feet of space in front of me. Is that a true story?
That is a true story.
Thank you. I feel like sometimes I sound crazy and I'm making shit up.
But
like,
I have to say, oh, well, it's your rant.
Oh, what? No, what are you going to interject
and say?
It's not
point counterpoint.
No, take the truck driver's side, Mom.
No, not at all. But I feel like they weren't aggressive. They were just kind of sloppy. Which, I mean, they still cut you off by 3 feet, but... It wasn't, I don't know.
They're driving 17 tons. You cannot.
The bigger issue was they were nonchalantly hoofing around in the left lane on a two-lane highway. And that's really annoying.
Fuck those bitches.
Because when you would flick or whatever, they would come right over. But they just, it seemed kind of nonchalant indifference.
Oh my God, it drives me insane. What else am I ranting about? Alcohol. Why is it so good? I need to stop drinking so much of it. But at night, it's just... a nice buzz, and there's something about the holidays that was like, ooh, who cares? Another one is munchies, kind of over them. Really fucking sick of them. I need to stop eating them. I did order fast food, the same fast food place, twice in a day. Granted, I was sober both times. I just wanted fast food. So I guess that's my own issue to work out. And I feel like that's been a minute. So thank you for joining. Amen. We have made it to the main section of this hot mess that is Unhinged with Chris Clemens. And since my mom is here, last time we did Truth or Drink and we learned a little bit about each other. This time, we are going to put that knowledge to the test. Oh, good morning, Boogie. Oh, good morning. Oh, my God, I would die for her. We're going to put that knowledge to the test and see how well we know each other. So we have a bunch of questions. Some of them I made up. Some of them you guys submitted on the Unhinged with Chris Clemens Instagram page. But we are going to basically ask each other the question and see if our answers are close, are correct, are... I don't even know. But, Mom, I think your questions are on this.
Oh, mine are on there?
I think so.
Yes.
But the thing is, I don't know how to use any of this. So,
those are mine.
Here you go.
These are my questions that I'm asking you to answer about me, right? Yeah,
and then mine are, well, and then we'll go every other.
Okay, and you have a list too?
Yeah. Where's your list? Do you want to go first? It's on my phone.
Oh, groovy.
Like a professional.
Yep, I'm going to do this the Braille version. Okay.
The Braille version?
I mean, I don't have my glasses on, so I can try making it big. That's pretty good.
Can you see it?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
No, you can.
All right, what's my favorite color?
Brown.
Yeah. Damn. Okay.
What's my favorite color?
Pink.
Duh. I mean, that's such a stupid... Okay.
Well, brown and pink together is such a bad combo.
Yeah. It's my kitchen.
Oopsies. It really kind of is.
Yep. Oh, no. It's brown and white. Oh, it's still brown.
Was that your question to me?
No, you asked me...
Well, then you just asked me what your favorite color was, and I knocked it out of the park.
Oh, but then you get to start again? Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
What's my favorite holiday?
Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to make a joke response, then I'll think of a real one. Valentine's Day. Okay.
Okay, when your mom roasts you on a spit? Fuck.
Okay, what's your favorite holiday? Christmas. You love giving gifts.
Wrong. Halloween.
Oh, okay.
Bitch.
What's my favorite holiday?
Christmas.
Yes. What's my least favorite?
Probably Halloween.
Correct.
Yeah.
So just, I mean, I don't
really, I don't want to say that I'm crushing this shit, but...
I don't really... So, yeah. Okay, it's unimportant. Can I start now?
Yeah.
Okay. Which word do I say way too often?
Fuck.
No!
I'm kidding. I was just kind of hoping one of my mom's coworkers would see that. That was a joke. I love you, Chris. You're my favorite. That is probably what you say the most. Sorry, Mike and Dave. Oopsies.
No, what word?
Yeah, that was hyphenated.
One word.
Okay. Bitch.
No.
Chris, you stupid slut.
So I was thinking that your brother that lives at my house.
Astros.
No, he says I say it way too much. It's one of the four elements, maybe. No, it's not either.
Fire.
Fire, yeah.
You do say fire a lot. I say fire a lot,
yep. What word do you say too often?
Fuck.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, no, yeah, like 100%.
Yeah.
What is my guilty pleasure? What is my guilty pleasure?
Like, how bad a thing does it have to be?
I mean, this one's not ideal to be sharing with the world, but it's my guilty pleasure.
Aperol spritz.
Oh, no, I admit to that shit on TikTok.
So a guilty pleasure is something you wouldn't admit to?
It's just like your guilty pleasure. It's like something you find pleasure in that like makes you feel guilty about it.
French fries?
Okay, that's so adorable. No, the answer I wrote down was Khloe Kardashian's Instagram.
I never would have thought of that.
It is wild. I have literally a group chat called Free Khloe with friends, and we just send her Yeah, I'm sharing too much. I think I just defined cyberbullying. I mean, it's wild, though. One of her pictures, her hand is, like, bigger than her head. In another picture, like, she just doesn't look like... I mean, it is... Her kids are, like, Photoshop. It's fucking wild. Mm. Oh, my God. I mean, where's a show called Chloe's IG?
Whew.
I'd watch.
Is it all, like, Facetune?
Oh, my God. I mean, Facetune could never even achieve this.
Hmm.
It is. Do you just spell on your computer?
No, I got an email. But they also... it made a sound.
Come on, Steve from Blue's Clues.
It made a sound. But they all, don't they Photoshop the kid?
Oh my God, yeah, her kid, her baby, who already has soft, full skin, is fully airbrushed. I'm like, no, I think that's why we're all airbrushing, so we all look like babies. Blows my mind. It is fascinating. It's like if I were in photo school, I would do so many papers on her Instagram. Wow.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Okay, cool. Wow, this is the sun I raised. This is bad.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about that. I just wanted to move on because I don't know anything about it.
We'll go through it later.
Okay, I get to ask a question. What job would I be terrible at?
This.
Yep.
Yeah, like, come I on. Mean, like.
That's not true.
I mean, I don't think it's true, but I think for her, she thinks that she would not be.
Oh, that was probably wasn't what I was going to answer.
Oh, I would say you would be bad at, like, being an art teacher or, like, a painter.
Oh, yeah. That's I mean, all true.
Yeah, I don't know. True. Do you have one written down?
No.
Oh.
I was thinking.
I'm, like trying to get one
I
here.
I was thinking, like a poker player just because I have no poker face, like.
Oh, okay, the card. Top of the Chrysler building. Top of the okay. Chrysler.
What about a job you'd be it's, bad at?
Like anything with money, anything with math, anything with science, anything with history.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Anything with reading involved.
Okay. Not you really are good at... so much smarter than you think, but that's a discussion for another day.
I don't know why
I
you
hate that you do that say that
why blah, 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 blah. Do you think I am good at math when I literally had to sob to my teacher
okay
about
I don't want
failing.
To hear this again ugh okay what was
excuse me you've asked me like 9 questions what is my biggest insecurity
not being funny
literally being unfunny Oh my God, you, wow, it's like I had many mental breakdowns to you in the last month.
It's like, I'm your mother. Okay, my nose is just so badly.
Out. Just pick it.
No, it's an itch.
My mom's picking her nose, look at her.
I am. Okay, do I get to ask now?
Yeah.
What's my biggest insecurity? Do we flip them back at each other?
No.
I want to know. Or think about it. Let's see. Oh, this is a funny one.
Oh. Did you write these or just find them from a website?
Sam started, then I was like, which ones would be relevant? Then I asked your brothers and Mike and Dave, they have him ask me what my favorite son is. Correct answer, Michael.
Chris.
Well, that's what Michael said. And then, but actually, I had one
but
that I
actually
came up
here
with.
Is a funny one, but here, which is my favorite son?
No, Mike, David asked if you hate me for allowing you to reach for the Thomas carpet that had you fall out of the cart for. And
I wonder if I've ever told this story. I had to have.
I'm sure we did.
No? No, I don't hate you. I have no idea what I don't even remember it.
That was
maybe that's why I can't remember anything.
Cluster of
no,
ridiculous.
But I loved it because from the story I had so much attention on me. So I think I would have loved that as a kid.
It was a Chris moment.
Yeah. I mean, I got to choose the music. I was probably got to choose where I sat in the car.
Yeah.
I think I was living. Also, Dave wasn't alive during then, so why does he care?
Yeah. No, funny.
You weren't even a thought.
So in case Chris didn't say this story, just because he's... Just...
Yeah, my mom pushed me out of a cart and...
No, Chris actually had a harness that he had to wear in his high chair at home.
Oh my God, I thought you were about to say I was a leash kid and
no,
I was about
no, not
to explode
leash kid. I had no
with
leash
pride.
Kids, but no,
I would have
but
died
in,
you. I kept
the harness for you because, so he was so...
Where is it? Oh my God, am I gonna...
It's in your box of stuff at home. I know I gave it to you.
I wonder if it still fits.
It's a red harness that we had to use in his high chair because he stood up all the time and it was the only way to not have him jump out. So anyway,
I just thought outside the box
because
like that.
He was a flight risk. Instead of having him sit in the sitting part, we thought it was safer, even though they say never to do it, to put him in the back part of the cart. Because then I thought, well, at least if he's going to stand up, he's somewhere where there's a higher enclosure on him. And all was well until,
until
we were in
wasn't.
Home Depot, and I mean, this was obviously decades ago. And he reached for a Thomas the Tank Engine roll of carpet. And
the Tank Engine. It was just a town with a road.
Whatever.
It was like one of those carpets that has like the roads and the buildings and you can just like drive your cars along them. That was like apparently my wet dream at age whatever.
So tragic, it And we were very aware that it was a, you know, as a parent, you're like, never put your kid in a cart unsecured. So I kind of knew like this was a pretty big no-no. So anyway, if it weren't so dangerous, it was kind of cool because as he reached, you could see the minute his center of gravity got up over the cart and he was reaching on an upward trajectory and then just reached that millimeter further and his center of gravity just inverted over and downward.
Are you calling this cool?
I mean, there was a very microscopic element of it. Those, you know, you can center of gravity, but I mean, to see it. Anyway, he falls. He comes up with just an egg on the front of his head. I am actually pretty good in a crisis, but this was like, oh my God, that is like 25% the size of his head. So
I
flew over to where his dad was. He was transfixed by toilets. And Chris is screaming.
Oh my God, a piece of shit transfixed by toilets.
Screaming.
Iconic.
Chris was screaming. And we had just gotten new insurance. And they're like, before you get treatment, you must check in with your insurance. So I'm making a beeline to the front of Home Depot. Like, I need to call Aetna. And his dad is like, screw Aetna, we need to get to the hospital, which probably was a good call. We get in the car, we go to drive to the hospital, and I am pretty unglued. And your older brother turned to me and said, Mom, is Chris gonna die?
That's right, bitches. I had you all in my grasp.
I mean, and it's probably one of twice in my life you've gotten me. But anyway, so we get to the hospital. I am thinking the police are gonna arrest me.
No, in the car, I asked to play Barney.
Oh, yeah, you were in the back seat. You're like, can you play Barney? And I'm sobbing, and he's like, put on Barney.
Listen, so, I always needed a vibe.
So we get to the
hospital. Even if I was on the way out.
They asked when your birthday was, and I told them, and I'm like, oh, he may never see another birthday. And I remember the people at the desk laughing. But again, I'm thinking I'm about to be arrested because I've had you in a cart. I mean, I felt like I really was going to, you were going to be taken from me. So I'm struggling with that, whatever. They're like, okay, go to the next waiting room. So we're walking down the hall. His dad has got all our coats. It's in the winter. He's carrying all those. His older brother's cowering with me like, oh my God, it felt like we're in a funeral procession. And Chris is walking down the hall in front of us.
Strutting
like this. And all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, we must look like assholes. I mean... The kid is just strutting through the hospital.
Listen, I had places to be, people to see.
I was like, okay, we're going to leave now. Thank you.
Honestly, that's iconic behavior on my end.
That was probably my biggest fear as, I mean, parenting.
No, I don't hate you. Oh my God.
No, that was just a silly question of David's. Okay, we digressed way too long on that.
I would like to apologize. I am eating, oh my God, this is news to me. Loopy bars. You guys know, Chris 20, you can get 20% off. These are my fucking favorite thing. They came out with a new flavor.
Chocolate chip.
Almond butter chocolate chip. Mmm. Sorry. Just.
Let me just say fire.
Fire, mom.
I was going to say
fire.
It's timely.
No, they really are good, though. Holy shit. Sorry. I realized that I was crinkling and wrinkling. So I just wanted to.
Okay. This.
Oh, it's my turn. You just asked. Do you, I hate did? You?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That was just an example.
Yeah. Go okay. ahead, though.
No, it's your turn.
Who would I put on Michael's plane?
Oh my, no, cut this.
No.
Mom, this is psychotic to talk about publicly. Something's really should
just
stay.
Just on Michael's plane. That's all it is.
Who would Michael put, or
who would I put on Michael's plane?
You would probably put.
Michael, this was a very funny concept. We probably won't share.
We can't share.
Yeah, I don't think we can
the
share.
The background of this plane.
Why?
We'll tell you guys once this is not recording.
I guess, yeah.
This is like the most unhinged fucking thing you could have asked. Who would you
really
put
funny.
On?
Who would
oh,
I
know who.
Who?
I'm not saying it out loud.
No.
Yeah, I would.
I wouldn't.
Bitch, I would be like, boop.
No, I was more in the context that Michael does it.
I would say probably one of the Kardashians you would.
Yeah, that was my original answer. But having seen that other show the other night, I'm thinking some of them may...
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Yeah, my mom is not a Real Housewives stan at all.
Yeah.
My brother has this thing where if he has a plane where he would just send people to outer space. And so that is the plane. I realize it's not that crazy. Yeah. It just sounds... Yeah. It just has a concept of loading up a plane and sending people off.
Like,
sounds,
who would you shoot out of this world?
Yeah, so... Okay, so
it came up after... It's not like it's our family hobby or anything.
Yeah, no, we don't have a seating chart.
We went out to dinner at the end of the holiday. And Michael talked about has been very quiet. He, so, wait,
which is not what you follow up. He wants to put people up on a plane and send them off.
Yeah, so you sound like a psychopath. Sorry. But we, so
yeah, no, this is not painting our family in a great light.
At the same meal, Silent Michael.
I'm sweating like someone on trial.
So we were trying to.
Mom, I think less is more for this one.
No, I'm not going there. As much as
no, you're going there.
No, I'm not. We, Chris was like, oh, I want to go to all the places where we always go, all of us on the East Coast, that he never gets to go. So there was this place, a noodle place, and we were ordering. And, of course, they're very gluten-free friendly, but, there was all three boys, the
Father,
two girlfriends,
son,
and me.
Jesus.
And so everyone's like, oh, we'll have this, we'll have that. Oh, is that? And when it got to Chris, he'd always say, do you have that gluten-free? Do you have that gluten-free? Oh, that sounds good. Is it gluten-free? And so after this
I already feel subconscious about having to do this every
after
time.
After this laborious ordering process, the waitress was ready to leave, and Michael said, oh, one thing. Could I get a side of gluten? And it was really funny.
Oh, my God. The bar for comedy in our family is in the floor at this point. Jesus, that's
really
what gets
funny.
You laughing?
But it was, he just deadpanned it after all. It was funny. It was very funny.
Whatever.
Okay, whatever.
You
so
have
I asked
never
that
had
question.
That much emphasis over one of my jokes.
Oh my God, you all got to get your stuff together and get over it. That burp, by the way, for the audio
was
crew
mom.
Was Chris. Jeez, go ahead. Ugh.
Before we continue on with the rest of the episode, I want to thank one of the sponsors of today's episode, which is Helix Sleep. Now, if you do not know, Helix Sleep has supported the podcast many times, and they are a premium mattress in a box company that takes all of your special needs and requirements in a mattress and delivers it right to your door. Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete. It matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. Now, when I was decorating the guest room in this house that we are recording in, I wanted to make sure the guest room had a Helix mattress because I need my guests sleeping great. So when I filled out the quiz, I filled it out selfishly. I said I wanted a queen bed, I'm a side sleeper, and I like a medium firmness because I figured that was good for any kinds of guests. And they gave me the Midnight Lux and it showed up right to my door. No sketchy mattress store for me. Can't do that. Now, Helix Sleep has a bunch of different mattresses to offer. They have soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattresses great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Mattress is great for spinal alignment to prevent morning aches and pains. So be sure to go to helixsleep.com/unhinged to take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Now, when you go to helixsleep.com/unhinged, Helix Sleep is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows to all of our listeners. And if for some reason you don't like the mattress, they have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights. And if you don't like it, they will come and pick it up for you. So go try it. Really, what do you have to lose? A good night's sleep? I don't think so. Thank you so much again, Helix Sleep, for sponsoring. And guys, go to helixsleep.com/unhinged. I'd like to thank another one of our sponsors, which is BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. And you can start communicating in under 48 hours. Now, BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It is not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely online, and there is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available to you in many areas. Now, BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed, and that is a huge thing with therapy, is making sure that you feel comfortable and like you can talk to your therapist. Now, a huge upside to BetterHelp is that it is much more affordable than offline therapy, and they also offer financial aid, which is great because therapy is fucking expensive. Now, if you'd like to try BetterHelp out for yourself, visit betterhelp.com/unhinged. That is betterhelp.com/unhinged, where you can join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. By going to betterhelp.com/unhinged, our listeners will get 10% off your first month. Again, betterhelp.com/unhinged. Back to the episode.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile, with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message, but if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
What is my dream vacation? I just realized that I am chewing into the microphone. I am so sorry, people. I will refrain from eating.
I would say like Bali or something like that.
Ooh, why?
I don't know. Just a lazy beach vacation.
Yeah, I said Costa Rica.
Okay.
Costa Rica. I was thinking like Bora Bora.
I was going to say Bora Bora, but I thought that was weird.
No, like so I want to, but to like, Bali. I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, you know, is it too beautiful there? No, I love Costa Rica. I just like had the best. Who's there? No, the gel from the lights keeps falling off. So that's why we keep freaking out. And by we, I mean me. Yeah. Okay, what's yours?
I think maybe I got this from a friend. So when I heard an hour ago or whatever that we were playing this game, I asked not only your brothers, but some of my friends for ideas. So, this is maybe stupid, but, it's kind of funny because we talked about this tangentially last time I was here. What celebrity would I want you to set me up with?
I have a few answers, but I don't know how correct they're going to be.
Oh, just shoot them right out.
One of them, I would say John Legend. Another one, I don't know why I almost said Chris Pratt. I pray to God that you would never be interested in him because he seems way too culty religious. Who would you want to be set up? I feel like Matt Damon. I feel like you would really like that. But he kind of gives me your brother Peter vibes, so maybe not. You know?
Not at all. But
no, okay. Not at all. Yeah, I was joking. And
oh my God, I thought that would be a funny story.
Usher! No.
Oh, Usher.
Wait.
No, but similar to my last trip out here. Come on, there was a funny story. Malibu.
Malibu?
I thought this would be a gimme. More as a funny thing than I've ever thought, oh my God, who could Chris set me up with? But more as a funny question. Oh, for Christ's sake, really?
I don't remember. Oh my God, Charlie Puth. My mom literally has a crush on
No, I don't. Creepy.
But like a platonic from a distance crush.
Well, but then
it's okay. I mean, we all do.
I don't know how much you can talk about.
Let's just move forward.
All right.
Got it. Yeah. Charlie Puth is the one that my mom wants to be set up with.
No, I don't, but it just was.
Would you say no if I set you up?
Oh my God, it's creepy. He's like your age. I mean,
is he?
Is he the one with the eyebrow?
Yeah.
How old is Charlie Puth?
No, I don't like that.
That's my mother, Justin. He's 30.
Oh.
That's like...
Okay, next gross. I brought it up. I asked the question.
Oh my God, only that's younger than Mike. Honestly, that makes me want to set you up with him.
So disgusting. Stop. Mainly because it was just funny because you had a story about him.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
I guess I was like, I don't know why I didn't pick that for her. And then I was like, oh yeah, it could have been the 30-year difference in age.
Yeah, I did. So last time I was
here. You've got like a crush on him.
Charlie?
Yeah, just like Charlie.
So we saw, last time I was here, we went to Balenciaga or Bottega Veneta.
Oh, Bottega.
Bottega. And Usher was like, from me to you away. And we walked right between us.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And my mom thought she was being
cute.
My mom thought she was being slick with her phone under her armpit filming, but all she filmed was her armpit.
Yeah, pretty much. Or other people in the store.
So I was
I was trying to be super cool.
He walks past and my mom goes, I recorded that on my phone. I go, yeah, it's obvious.
No, it wasn't.
You were like this. Who is holding their phone like this?
All the years I learned that from you, but not well, apparently.
The key?
He was with his daughter.
The key is putting it up to your ear in video, or if you're in picture doing this, and have your thumb on the volume and click that to take pictures. Then no one has any idea, and you're just like, la, 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 yeah, what is the deal? What? And then you just, like, look psychotic, but no one knows. He was short. His little pocket prince.
I was going to say he was attractive. I mean...
Short kid.
I mean, that too, but yeah, he was also a pocket prince. That's what Eileen and her mom call, like, Bruno Mars. He's a pocket prince.
Oh, wow.
Because he's, like, small and, like...
That sounds like I'm a little too invested in it. He was of
I mean, brought it up many times since, so... Is he your pocket prince?
Not at all. Okay. No, just I was... He was very,
sexy.
Pleasant. He was very pleasant when we went when he went by us.
What is my go-to drink?
Vodka and the cherry mixer from Target, of which I still have a case in my basement.
But I always come back and drink it, so.
But that's right, right? Spot on?
Kind of. That's just like what, that's like not my, like I can't order that when I'm out.
Oh, well, you didn't say when I'm out. But it like, was like, what's my go-to? When you're in my kitchen, bam. I think that's what you're drinking right now.
No,
bam.
It was a vodka. Okay, so if I'm home, I'll make a vodka. They have these Good & Gather tropical cherry flavored soda waters.
That you got from your Target shopper on a video.
Yes. Oh my. Way to circle all that back. You guys can look at that.
Thank
later.
You. Thank you. Whose mother has nothing better to do? That's me.
No, I'm stoked that you watch my videos. I need all the help I can get. For my birthday, the Target lady got me these. It's vodka. My drink that I've been making is vodka, tropical cherry soda water, and then like a tiny little bit of grenadine.
I knew that.
But I wrote down my drink of choice is vodka with soda, like club soda, and then 3 lemons, because then you squeeze them in.
I got that right.
Yeah. No, and or a spicy mango margarita with tahini on the rim.
Oh, well, that, believe me, I know, because.
But like, that's a little less easy to
make. So over the holiday, yeah, Chris is like, oh, I'm going to run into the liquor store. You go to our little tiny itty bitty grocery store in Delaware and get the tahini. Okay. So I had to Google it, see what tahini was. He's like, oh, they'll have it in the Mexican aisle. Okay, they had chichis salsa.
It's a pretty major fucking thing, tahini.
In California. Not everywhere. Store. Okay.
I would go out on a limb and say everywhere. If that's not in Delaware, we're going to have issues.
I'm sure it's somewhere in Delaware, but not in my grocery store.
Whatever.
Just saying.
All right, your turn.
Ooh, wow.
I'm so mad about tahini. It's so good.
Oop, I scrolled too far.
And then, oh my God, in a mango margarita while she's looking. Tahini on the rim of a mango margarita just makes it so juicy and sour. Like that kind of. Isn't that sour? What do you make when it's sour? Like the.
What did you use for the mango? Like puree or something?
So I was going to do mango puree, but I found this like, I mean, it was one of those. So, okay. So while I was home. There's this Mexican place here in LA that is like my go-to ride or die. I will gatekeep this restaurant because it already gets crowded. I don't need it to get more crowded. Okay.
Have I been there twice this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the only.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chipotle.
What? Chipotle. Yeah.
That's our Mexican restaurant.
Bleep that out. bleep that out. I'm not kidding. No, they have these mango margaritas, and of course they're blend. You can get them frozen or blended. I always get them blended. And they put tahini on the rim, and I go there probably 3 times a week, which explains why none of my pants fit. But when I was home, I was like, fuck, you know what? I am just craving a big old fucking mango margarita. So I found, for New Year's, I was with my friends, and we went to the grocery store because we were staying at their new house, and I was like, I want to make mango margaritas. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Again, Chris.
Nope. Yep. That one was Mom. Excuse me. Mom.
Please.
We were at the store, and I had already bought this 21 Seeds tequila the brand is 21 Seeds, but it's lime, or it's cucumber jalapeno infused tequila, and I love that shit.
I hated that. I wasn't asking you.
I had to drink it.
You didn't have to, and I also don't remember you not asking for seconds and thirds, so. So anyways, I found just like a mango margarita mixer. Has more sugar than you should consume probably in your life. But then I found one of those like skinny margarita mixers that's just like the lemon lime ones. So I figured, what if I combined that to use less of the sugar? And so what I did was put a little bit of like the sour margarita shit that was like low calorie, low sugar, all of that in. I put the cucumber jalapeno tequila in and then the mango stuff in as well. And I did less of the mango to obviously prevent me from being diabetic to ring in the New Year's. And then I put tahini on the rim. And oh my God, it with this tequila was divine. Absolute divinity. In the, his name, amen. Amen.
Need the recipe. We'll put it in the show notes.
Oh my, that's my writer. I need mango margarita. Hello. I need mango margarita every time I walk into set, which is now just my house. So who's making them? Is it my turn? Oh, no, it's yours.
No, you can go.
No, it's yours.
The question is, what is my favorite board game? But I'll ask what my least favorite board game
Ticket
is.
Ticket to Ride.
That's right over there.
My little brother introduced us to this new game called Ticket to Ride. And it is so addicting. But when you're playing anything with my little brother, it is Olympic level competition. Like, there is no, like, we went to Costa Rica a few years ago and we were on a deep sea fishing boat. And my little brother, like, the people navigating the boat were also navigating the fishing line, the bait, flinging it out, all of that. The only thing that they would let us do was reel it in. And my little brother was making a competition of how many fish he caught. So it's like anything with my little brother is a competition. So there was definite some pushback, I think, from both of us just being like turned off to the fact that we were like already losing and we knew it. But you won, I think, didn't you? Anyways, it's a game. I found it really fun. It's just like I get I'm competitive just thinking about it. But your favorite game, I think you like an Uno or a Rummy. You like Rummy Cube?
I don't really have one, but I was, that's why I said I'll ask a least favorite.
Awesome. Okay. Just, well, this has been fun.
Because it was topical and related to the holidays. Or the highways, I almost said.
The holidays and the highways, because I did buy one on the highway. And it's now sitting in our house.
I've been staring at it the whole time.
I was like, I need one for my home.
I'm hoping to get out of California before we play it. But
no, I want to play it. We've been doing a lot of puzzles, though.
We have.
And those are fun. Do you want to go?
Sure. What is the worst job I've ever had?
Probably with that professor, that research professor.
Okay, yep.
I don't need to say anymore. Nope, you know it. Is that right?
Nope. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, wait. Your worst?
Is it your colonel? No.
I was like, wait a second.
I've had it for 30 years.
So. I was like, is it the current one? Because I thought you liked that one.
No. No, probably. I was just thinking it's what we, one thing we have in common when I waitressed.
I forget that you did that.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, okay. I was going to do my least favorite job. Dishwasher, chicken fryer, overall restaurant, worker boy, pulled my back out, hit my head on a metal pole in the basement.
Yep, okay,
they didn't give a shit. Fuck that place. Was their food good? Absolutely. Will I go back? No. But oh my God, do I think about it? Yes. I've gone to the Unhinged with Chris Clemens Instagram. It's just Unhinged with Chris Clemens. And I asked some of you guys to submit some questions.
For us to ask each other?
No, for me to ask you.
Oh my God.
To see how well you know me. And this is going to be the final rapid round.
Okay, but if they're gross, I'm going to say next.
What does that mean?
Well, just go.
I'm not going to be like, what's my favorite sex position, Mom? Okay. Like, I have some sense.
All right, well.
I'm not having any sex right now, so any position at this point. What is my preferred way of consuming weed?
Smoking. Or is that the right answer?
Like joints, bongs, blunts, vape. Gummies, vape, oils.
Well, you haven't smoked while I'm here because I'm here much.
Yeah, you don't like the smell.
Vape, I would say.
Gummies. I love gummies.
You do?
Love them.
But that makes me happier because I don't have to worry as much about your lungs.
No. My mom literally on the drive.
Oh my God, I
look over.
Share this.
I was like, oh, I can't wait to get home and just like smoke a joint before bed. And we're like on the, I can like picture the highway and everything.
Close to
we're
home.
Super close to LA. It's like 2 a.m. And I say this, and then I look at my mom, her phone is lit up, and I'm like, what is she doing on her phone? I look over, she's Googling.
On like WebMD.
What is the effects of smoking weed? I'm like, Mom.
Well.
I was like irrationally so annoyed at you. I was like, bitch, what are the effects of alcohol? What are the effects of driving a car?
Okay.
What are the effects
I'm gonna
of Velveeta
cheese? I'm
going to
be almost on the verge of crying, so
no,
don't.
No, why?
Because, Mom.
You just love me the most, and the idea of losing me,
because
you'd be stuck with Mike and Dave.
I'm your mom. It's like I said before in a different context. That I mean, I don't want anything to happen to you.
Aww.
So, anyway, plus, so my, took care of my aunt this summer when she died, and she was a lifelong tobacco smoker, and she had COPD, and she, like, suffocated. She couldn't breathe, and I don't want that to be you.
Thanks.
So, I respect your right to live your life. I mean, please say that while I'm freaking out that
you,
I have never...
No, you have never... No, I'm not... I just thought it was a funny moment at two in the morning.
Well, and what were we listening to? We were listening to Chelsea Handler's self-read autobiography where she was talking about all kinds of drugs and stuff. And that, to me, was the background to it. But anyway, ugh, you're not going to be able to blot out enough of this. But
we
whatever.
Can blur your face.
Pixel.
Justin's like the only person worse than Chris is his mom. The amount of editing I have to do.
I should have just brought like a thing to put over my face.
Oh my god, that is what we should do. Get a popsicle stick with my face
That's
on it.
That's what I'm thinking. Too.
And in case anybody ever has to cry. Oh, all mom, that was so nice. No, you've never, you've always been super respectful.
I mean,
respectful.
I don't put pressure on
no,
or anything.
No, 100%.
Okay. So what, so I got that question wrong. Gummies. That makes me happy. Thank you, caller. That makes me happy, I guess.
What is my favorite beverage that is non-alcoholic?
Oh my God. Oh, matcha.
Matcha Bar Hustle. Code Chris20. Grat.
Oh, if I These were good, are... I would have said that. Code. Matcha code Chris20.
Exactly. What is my go-to fast food order? What's my go-to fast food place? Okay, I actually know this one pretty easily.
Was it the two-a-day place?
No.
No. Okay, today's place?
What's today? Oh my God, Chipotle, no.
Your fast food? Do you eat a lot of fast food?
No, I would never.
McDonald's french fries.
McDonald's french fries.
Okay, I got there. Slow but steady. Are you asking from the top of the Chrysler building?
It's just hard because some of these aren't like... I mean, some of these are... What age did I lose my virginity? Guys, my mom is sitting with me. Come on. Yeah, and then a lot of them are like... Just questions of like, when did Chris find out Santa wasn't real? And I'm like, my mom knows that because she had that talk with me.
I don't know when though.
It was after a band concert, and it was like one of the holiday ones.
I don't remember this.
And you were like, what do you want for Christmas beforehand? And I said like what I wanted, and it was like just like crazy items. I was like an Xbox, like this. And then after the concert, or maybe you asked that on the ride home. And then when we got home, I was standing at the kitchen sink washing my hand. And he goes, and you go, you know who Santa is, right? And
I said that?
Yes.
But how old are you, like 15?
I was like, yeah, it was like in eighth grade.
Yeah, my kids all believed for a very
long
time.
No, like an
time.
Uncomfortably, like inappropriate amount of time.
I can't believe I ever sat anyone
seventh
down.
Seventh or eighth grade.
Yeah, you guys were old, so yeah.
And you were like, you know who Santa is, right? And I was like,
you?
I mean, I remember just...
My mom had to sit one of my sisters down. She was old, and I mean,
I can,
sobbing.
I would, like,
that, how dumb are you?
It's not like trauma, but it might as well be. I will never forget.
Oh,
where,
I feel really
and,
bad.
No. And you were like, yeah, so I can't, you need to think of more reasonable presents.
So were you like 13?
Yeah, no, I was like in 7th or 8th grade.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, really dysfunctional. Explains so much.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. This isn't like really... This is more of just a question, but I think it's interesting. What pictures would you give the police if I went missing? Like, what?
So, I don't know.
Well, don't pull out your phone.
No, I was going to just show the picture I used for your...
your contact photo of
yes,
me?
Even his younger brother is like, oh my God.
So, my mom got, like, one of the OG iPhones, or, like, iPhone 2 or 3. Like, I don't think it was the original one. It was the one with the black... back plastic back.
I would have.
And you got
no
the phone
idea.
And you were like, oh, I can take contact photos, smile. And you just like took
you're
it.
You're standing against the
basement
door,
in my kitchen. 100%.
Yeah. And you are so cute. And at the time, I remember thinking, what a grown up boy. But he's.
And now I call.
Might have been the day he learned about Santa. I mean, you were about that age. And it's like, then I'll spend time with you now and go, oh my God, that doesn't.
It was probably like half, I was probably 14.
Yeah, no, like, I would guess that.
Yeah, you need to change that.
Do you have
that.
The photo?
Yeah.
We'll send it to Justin.
All right.
Oh, my God. Ugh, guys.
I'll send it to you later, yeah. Probably can't do that at the same time I speak. Oh, so what would I give the police?
Yeah, wait, so yeah, what would you give the police?
Probably something I took this week then, if it had to be accurate.
Oh, I guess, yeah, you're thinking of it like, I want my son back. Yeah. Not like in a funny context. I'm like, which would it be, mom? Me sitting on the toilet?
Oh, like, I mean, I have your birthday collage that I used to put on Facebook. Those are the...
Those pictures.
It's like this with your violin.
When I had a Facebook, my mom would wish me, or like would just like make a status.
Oh my God, the time you put that toy suction cup on your face, you're standing there like with a Pocahontas hat on and you... you've put a suction cup on your face.
How old was I?
I'll send you that too. No. I'll send the birthday collage. Yeah.
How old was I?
I don't know. Like 2?
Oh, okay. That makes me feel much better. I was like, was I also 14?
It wasn't 26 or anything like that, but yeah.
What did I want to be when I wanted to grow up? No, that's a boring question. Oh, what's my biggest pet peeve?
I don't know where. Okay, I'll answer it,
bitch,
in the context of today. Now, you and me. When you bring something to me, like an issue or a problem, and I go right into problem-solving mode or Pollyanna mode,
I still don't understand the Pollyanna reference, and I haven't brought it up. Every time
that was
I
mandatory reading for you at some point. I didn't know the reference. My mother used it, so I read the book.
So what does that
so
mean? Let me give people backstory. Every time I call my mom with like venting or this or that, she says, I don't mean to be Pollyanna, but, and then she like gives me like a different side of the story.
Because you had given me
the
feedback once where you were like, when I come with a problem, I want basically to revel in it for a while. I want to just roll around in that problem. And I want you to say, oh, Chris, poor you. I feel so bad. I mean, this is what I think of. Like, oh, I feel so bad. That's
okay,
just not my personality.
First of all, I'm not a show pony. Second of all,
but I mean, when you bring it to me, I'm like, okay, get up and get going. And you don't like that.
No, I'm the same way, but it's still like, I just need a minute. Like, okay. I'm very much a problem solver, figure out how to make it work, this or that. But it's like, when I'm mad, I just want like the sympathy of like, oh, okay, I get it. You have every right to feel that way, period.
So I'm trying now to do like this. Chris. And then
I don't need you to be like a sociopath.
No, but I mean,
like,
I really do try and take the minute to say, wow,
like
this
just
is
sometimes
horrible.
I already know how to, like, yeah, I know how to, yeah. I know how to fucking figure out issues on my own. It's like, just sometimes I just need like the emotional, like, support, yeah. You know?
No, I get that.
So it's not that I don't value your opinion or your problem solving skills or your ability to jump in and fight.
I know that.
It's just that sometimes, like, I'm just like,
but it's kind of like we talked. Touch on it briefly this morning. Like, I think rational thought and emotional feelings are on two ends of a spectrum. And, you know, when it's a problem, I mean, I tend to come in more on the rational side. And you
are you calling me irrational? Because you're right.
No, I'm saying...
Oh, I thought that was booger. It's my collar. I was like,
no, I just, yeah,
it's okay.
So what would you have answered? Your biggest pet peeve?
I just think like a lack of self-awareness
of other people,
like when people aren't just like spatially aware or like, oh my God, I was in line somewhere recently and someone just could not have been more up inside of me. I was like, I am in a Sephora, not this doctor's office, getting my asshole cavity checked out. Like, what the fuck? I can't do that because then you're put in the position to be like, hi, could you give me 6 feet, bitch? And then it's like, what a psychopath. And it's like, well, we're just in a Sephora. Okay, Mr. Karen. And it's like, oh my. Ugh. I hate that shit.
Hate it.
Someone asked, how much money do you think I've spent on booger?
For me to answer? Yeah, I have no idea.
Too much?
I bet I was like at Balenciaga or something. And it's like, honestly, I would think... I wouldn't even get the right order of magnitude. I wouldn't get the right number of zeros.
No.
Yeah, probably.
How long have I been making YouTube videos?
9 years.
Fuck. I really thought I was going to get you tripping on that one.
And even if I didn't know the number off the top of my head, it was December, January of freshman year in college. So I could have done the math. So that would have been 2012. Yeah, 9 years.
What is my favorite munchie? Like, if it were in my house.
This week it's been Siete chips.
Yeah, no, but like what?
Loopy Bart?
These are all foods I eat, not stoned.
Oh, a munchy food. So that means stoned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I have to give you, like, a whole vocab lesson.
In your house or that you order?
No, that would be, like, in my house. What is my go-to munchie?
There's nothing good to eat in this house.
What a bitch.
I mean, that you have in this house?
Just, oh, my God, not ordering. Like, what is my go-to munchie if, like, it was just me going to my pantry? It doesn't mean in this moment. It means, like, in general, if I were to grocery shop and... Okay, well,
a jar
guys,
of vegan glop or something.
Gushers. Okay, that's the right answer.
Oh,
and with that, we're gonna.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Oh, please, vegan glop. Go fucking vegan glop yourself. We're gonna move on from this segment because don't. Oh my God.
Ooh. I'm here with some secrets.
Guys, I don't want to blow all your minds, but that is me behind the voice of the secret cell, if you didn't know. Everyone knew. Booger, don't eat the owl, okay? You were eyeing it earlier. Booger and plush toys do not go well. But this is the part of the podcast where we reveal some of your guys' weird, dark, scary secrets. And did we ask anybody? Did we ask for anything specific this time, or it's just secret? Oh, things you haven't told your mom. That's what it was. I went on the Unhinged Instagram and had you guys submit things that you've never told
Give
your mom.
The
link. No, I just split them up 3 and 3. The link to submit secrets that you've never admitted anywhere is in the link of every episode. So if you have one that you're like, oh, I need to tell the world about this, but I'm glad it'll be anonymous. The link is there. Do you want to go first?
Sure. We just read and
do
then
we just read and
no comments.
Hopefully move past it.
Okay. I told my mom I was sleeping at my friend's house and went to my boyfriend's house to lose my virginity and sleep over. I figure that's probably a typical story.
Yeah,
right?
That was tame. That means it can only get worse from here.
Your turn.
Okay. I ran the...
Oh, thank God I didn't have to say that one.
Oh, my God. I ran the I ran the battery on her vibrator more than her. Go off, girl.
How do you know that?
I mean, they told me.
How did she know that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Or he, yeah. I think it's a he. That's like definitely the vibe I'm getting. I bet you guys have good sex. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you guys have good sex.
To your callers?
No, they're writers. No one's calling.
Okay, whatever. All right, my turn. When I was 20, I'm 21 now, I met some old guy at a golf course I worked at, and we hooked up in his hotel room. 2 days later, I see him with his wife.
Ruh-roh. That's a big whoopsie. Not on your end, on his. What a piece of shit. Oh my God, I would have gone right up to the wife and I would have gone right up to him and been like, so good to see you. Last night was so fun.
But if it's a hookup, did she expect anything beyond just that?
Or? No, but why is a married man hooking up with anyone else?
Yeah, no, that's true.
You know, true. I would, to quote Ariana Grande, break free that white. No, okay.
Thank you, next.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Not great when you're making a pop culture reference better than I am. Ugh. Next up, I had an abortion last summer, and the piece of shit who got me knocked up didn't pay for it or take care of me during it. I never told my mom, yet she was the one helping me because she just thought it was a really bad period with cramps. LOL, my poor mother, I'm so sorry. Wow.
That's kind of a backhanded
no,
mom
that was,
appreciation.
Yeah, no, that was like really, I was going to say wholesome, and then I was like, it's maybe the least wholesome thing, but...
No, that's kind of wholesome.
Right? Yeah. It was. I don't know what the word wholesome means anymore. So I don't know.
It's
but
become relative, I guess.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. To me that felt wholesome, but I guess to other people it wouldn't be. But yeah, no, that was sweet. It's cute.
Yeah, these are kind of okay.
Yeah, or... these aren't as awful as I thought they were going to be.
Oh.
No, it's just, and spoke too soon.
Just the first lines are, never told my mom that. And I'm, yeah. Never told my mom that I have my nipples pierced.
I feel like that's a pretty easy one to find out, though. Right?
Metal detector.
What? The metal detector. Like, well, I was thinking more just so, like, wearing a t-shirt.
Like yeah. The TSA wand.
Because all moms have.
Yeah. Hi, welcome home, honey. Show me your tits. That's so funny. I wish I could get my nipples pierced, but that just scares the shit out of me. Like, my nipples already, like, I just feel like when you pinch them, it hurts. Anyways. I have screenshots of this girl admitting to stealing shit from my house, parentheses, that's a felony in my state. Yeah, I think that's a felony in any state, right? Stealing things from someone's house. And I'm waiting for the perfect time to use it against her. We graduate next year, and she's trying to get into some fancy college, but I've heard they don't like felons. I will never forget or forgive. Could you vlog this? Because I would like to watch it. Wow,
that's weird.
I want to... This is the juicy shit.
So they're friends?
No, I have screenshots of this girl admitting to stealing shit from my house.
Oh, okay.
That? I love. That's the kind of juicy shit this nosy bitch is into.
So why hasn't she turned her in yet?
She's waiting to not let her go to college because the college she wants to go to doesn't like felons, apparently.
Okay.
Unlike all the other colleges that love felons.
Yeah, only the fancy ones don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everyone who goes to the fancy colleges are felons. Just kidding. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this very disjointed, very chaotic episode of Unhinged with Chris Cummins. Thank you to my mom for being here and crying over how much you love me. I'm so glad that we have that recorded for the rest of time. So
I have faith that Justin can do magic.
He'll deep fake you into Angelina Jolie for that.
Okay, whatevs.
He's like, what? No, I won't. He's like, no, please, Chris. I quit. Thank you, guys. Be sure to rate and review this episode. Subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the video episodes on youtube.com/Chris. I've got to go feed this owl now, so I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
It's gonna be lunch, buddy.